fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say.
Okay.
The brave men of the Green Beret.
Silver and we're back this week in Waukesha. And that was the Battle of the Green Beret in honor of this Memorial Day weekend. And again, we invite any of you to call in if there's somebody you'd like us to remember that gave their lives in service to our country. Number is 844-967-2789. And in a different kind of battle, a virtual battle, we have again our undefeated state champion, Waukesha South eSports team. You can hear me okay, right, Jason? Fantastic. I can't hear me. Oh, there we go. Thanks, Connor. So, but real quick, one of the people in attendance, one of the fans, is Dante's father, Luis, and he just handed me a really cool. Come on here, Luis, so we can see in the live stream.
Hey, yeah.
He just showed me on his phone. Did you know this year there will be 84 million viewers of esports? That's higher than the 79 million MLB viewers, that's Major League Baseball, or the 63 million NBA viewers. Still dwarfed by the 141 million NFL viewers, but growing. So stick around. And then to show you why people view this, CJ's going to come around. He's going to show us. They captured the highlight of that championship moment when your Black Shirts defeated the now new rivals, the Mighty Knights of Oak Creek. Come on in here. You hit play, and then I'll just put it in front of the screen. Is that all right, CJ?
Yeah.
Or you can do it, actually, if you want to sneak in here.
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay, I can do it. So listen up. Do you believe in miracles? Yes! That is way cool. I wish we had better lighting so we could see these guys embracing each other. The thrill of victory for sure. Thank you, CJ. That was really cool. I'm serious. Lots of fun. Now, during the break, Coach Andrew Yep had told me that CJ's technically not a player, but he fills a very important role to the team, akin to like what I would liken to like a pit boss in car racing. But CJ, tell us what the value you bring to the team and really how they couldn't have won it without you.
CJ Ziegler. I am the live streamer and, I guess, content creator for our Twitch and YouTube live streams.
So you're like the Jason Hafeman of the team, right? How do you like that? Jason and Madison, our producer. And Connor Boston combined. So, cool. So, yeah, and like that's, you make it sound easier than it really is. So, can someone help me out here? Like, he's being too humble or shy.
Well, Dante also created the live overlays for our stream, which I don't know how to do, but he does, thankfully.
What are the overlays?
So it's basically just like the scoreboard and like some of the stats of the players. I have a little bit of a background in programming, so I was able to use some of that for streaming.
That's really cool. And so there's a lot of technical skills being applied to this. It isn't just those like stereotypical kids at home in the room that should be doing their homework and playing the video games. Like they're building something big here. I mean, this is, you know, you guys are building a rocket ship for as far as we know. So that is really cool. And so you still have to come to all the practices, CJ, right? I mean, you kind of have to, you coordinate with these guys? Or?
I do it from home.
Okay.
But hopefully next year I will go to the actual venue.
Sure. Sure. Oh, so wait. Now, where was the state title? Was that in like Madison or La Crosse or somewhere? Because I saw you guys in that room. Where did that take place when you guys beat Oak Creek?
Yeah, that was at North Central Technical College in Wausau.
North Central Technical, all the way in Wausau. Okay, cool. So you were there virtually then, CJ?
Nope.
You were there in person. Yeah, you weren't going to miss that. So. Yeah. Fantastic. So, especially, I know there's probably a huge, you know, knowing Penn as well as I do in baseball, there probably was a huge party afterwards then, right?
Oh, yeah. A giant
party. Yeah. Well, sounds good.
It was pretty exhausted. So. Is
it? Well, God, well, you deserved it, so that's great. And so, has there been like a pep rally or a big celebration at school yet?
Oh, I mean, yeah. We had like this giant pep rally. The band came in, was playing Saints. You know, it was a big thing.
You're being sarcastic, right?
Yes, completely.
But I'm being serious. Why don't they? They should have that.
I thought they were going to do at least some sort of something. They had a little announcement for us, so that was cool. But
yeah. They did do an announcement over the PA system.
That's really cool. And was there like big cheering? Or people like were the students turning over cars in the parking lot?
Me and David in there.
Yeah, so. That's cool. They pick you up on your shoulders or anything like that?
No.
They should have. Like that. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do, because we did this for the basketball team, and we did it for the mock trial team when they won the state championship last year. I'm going to petition the mayor's office, Mayor Riley, and have them see if they can do a proclamation. So the whole team and their coach comes to a city council meeting at the beginning of the meeting. It's like right out of the end of like Bo Richter is asking me about it. What's it like? And it's like the end of Star Wars: A New Hope. You know, they get recognized. You know, so except Chewbacca's not there to, you know, that'll probably be me though.
Oh my God.
So, but you know, what's neat was so we did it for the basketball team because of all the adversity they'd overcome, and then how much they accomplished this year. And you know, like I think half the players were scared to be there because they thought it was like court. You know, I mean, they do have civil court there, but its primary role is city council. These are all outstanding young gentlemen on the basketball team, so that's not what I'm implying here. But it was, I think, it was something that was a little nervous. But once they saw what was going on, they were like, "Wow, this is really cool. This is really neat that the city did this, that they recognized us." And so that should happen for you guys. So I'm gonna put a call in on Tuesday morning. It can't be Monday because it's Memorial Day. Although if I do see the mayor on Memorial Day, I'll say, look, you got to do a proclamation. And he's all for it because he loves – he used to be a mock trial team coach. So he loves these types of competitions of the mind, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but really neat. So I know we have another minute or two before the break, but what else am I missing here in terms of, like, functions? Like, so – You're out there playing, right, Penn? You're kind of, are you like Maverick then? You're like in the hot seat or what? Like in Top Gun or?
I mean, not really. I kind of play like a supporting role on the team. Okay. But.
Oh, cool. So because how does that work? Like in a typical competition, there's like what? There's four of you playing at a time.
Three of us are playing at a time.
Okay.
We have four people on a team, one for a substitute position.
Okay. So if like cut me, Doc, or cut me, Mick, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And is it like soccer that if you get yanked, like you can't come back in or you can come back in?
Usually if you're getting yanked, it's because of internet issues, so you probably won't come back.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So the technical plays a part.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you worry about like, is there outside like interference or someone trying to like sabotage your, you know?
No, not specifically to me, but I mean, it happens sometimes for other people.
So. Yeah. So...
at the same time, defend the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting stuff. Okay. Well, we have some more bills to pay, but we have much more to talk about with our undefeated state champion, Waukesha's newest favorite sons. Of course, with respect to our men and women who gave their lives in service to this country this weekend. Really happy to have the esports team here. Stick around. Much more to talk about as this week in Waukesha continues.
We'll test today, but only three. When the Green Beret back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one.